Okay, tonight is Tuesday night, Parshas Noach, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. We're starting a new limud in Let's Learn to Daven. Now, truthfully, we have to really finish off some of the Shemone Esrei, but I just wanted to start with something new. We never really did benching at all. Obviously, we did Yal V'Yavah, we did Al Anisim, but we never did benching. So I'd like to begin this evening with benching, and I want to do something different than we would usually do. I'd like to start from the end of benching. At the end of benching, we say, Oseh shalom bimromov, hu yaseh shalom aleinu, al kol Yisrael yimru amen. And that's not a pasuk, it's a statement by Chazal. That statement is said in benching, right before the last paragraph of Yiros Hashem. And it's also said in davening. It's the last sentence that we say in Shemone Esrei. And the question is, what does it have to do with the end of davening? And what does it have to do with the end of benching? And then, what do the words mean exactly? Oseh shalom bimromov, hu yaseh shalom aleinu, v'alkol yishol v'yimru amen. And I don't know if this is the theme for tonight, but I'd like to start backwards. Again, I'd like to work on the last two words of this statement, which we spoke about before in the Ne'ilah, and then in Shul we spoke Yontif night about this a little further. And I think there's an interesting concept here, which I don't know if we talk about this too often. I was very shocked when I found something out here which I was not aware of. I like to talk about, let's begin first with the words V'imru Amen. Now, those of you who are in Shul by Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur, you know that I don't think there are any women in Shul the first night of Sukkot. But Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur, we spoke about the fact that this sentence is Oseh Shalom Bimromov, he who makes peace Bimromov in the Shemayim. Hu yaseh shalom aleinu, he should make peace with us, for us, al kol Yisrael, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Now the words v'yimru amen are a little difficult to understand. In Kaddish, when a person says Kaddish, either when he's davening or Rachman Atzan and Ovel, v'yimru amen is something that is a directive by the Shliach Tzibur. The chazan, or even the person saying Kaddish, it's a directive to the tzibur v'imru, and it's a command. Respond. Respond. It's an order. Respond and say amen. I said that if I would have the ability, which of course I don't, if I would have the ability, I would tell everybody that we should say Kaddish in English. And when the chazan gets to the last two words, v'imru amen, he should turn around and say to everybody, respond and say amen. Respond and say amen. Respond and say amen. But we don't do that, obviously. But it would be a powerful scenario if the chazan would give a directive, maybe in a powerful voice, maybe in a loud voice, and he would say, turn around to all the people in shul and say v'yimru amen. Respond. Respond and say amen. Respond and say amen. Okay. But that's just the preface. The question is, that when a person is davening to themselves or benching to themselves and they say V'yimru Amen, they're not talking to the Tzibur. So the question is, what does V'yimru Amen mean? Who are you talking to? V'yimru Amen. Now, the Magen Avraham, one of the earliest commentators on Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach Vav, mentions the following, which I want to use tonight as the basis for this year. He quotes a Mata Moshe, who says, "Sha'af kishem espalu biyochid." When a person davens biyochid, he should say, "Oseh shalom bimroimo v'yaseh shalom aleinu v'koyeh shalom v'imru ame." Really, you could leave out those two words if you're davening biyachidus. And says the Magen Avraham, quoting the Mata Moshe, "What are you doing? Sha'imer came la malochim." You are talking to the Malachim HaShomrim Oisai. Okay, Rabbi Isai, this is what I like to talk about. Everybody in Shir tonight, everybody in Klal Yisrael, all men, all women, have two Malachim that are constantly protecting us. Two malachim that are constantly protecting us. It's an unbelievable thing. Two malachim that are constantly protecting us. And there's a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, which most people are not aware of, and I'll explain why. But in Siman Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch, it says the following. When a person enters a bathroom, kishikonas abeis hakisei, when a person enters the bathroom, yomru, he should say, hiskabdu mechubadim. He should turn to the malachim who are accompanying him or her, and he should say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to go out for a moment, and I'll come back. That's what you say to the malachim, because the malachim don't accompany us into the bathroom. Then the mechaber completes this halach and says, Yachshav, we don't say this. We don't say this. And the Mishabura says, because we're not Yori Shemayim enough to talk to the malachim who are malavos. And we should be mavakish from them, that they should wait until we come out of the bathroom. We're not big enough to do that. We're not big enough to do that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah quoting a Beis Yosef. We're not big enough to do that. So, here's the question. If Yimru Amein means, we're going to get into this detail now, are we big enough to do it? Are we not big enough to do it? But if Yimru Amein means we talk to the Malachim, and we tell them, respond and say Amein. What does that mean? It means, as the Magen Avraham says, we finish davening, we turn to the two malachim who are constantly accompanying us and say, please bless our davening. Amen. Say amen to everything we just said. So I have a question. I have a number of questions. But one question I'd like to ask right now is, why is it that at the end of benching, and at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we taka say this concept of Yimru Amen? What are we saying this for? Why are we saying V'yimru Amen? Why are we saying it, V'yimru Amen? And it comes out that on Shabbos, where we, some women may not, but when we daven Meir Friday night, daven Shachris, daven Musaf, daven Mincha, and daven Meir of Motzei Shabbos, that's five tefillos. We wash and bench Friday night, we wash and bench Shabbos morning, we wash and bench, many of us do, Shalosh Shudas, we wash and bench from Lava Malka. So in a 25-hour period, we say, Oseh Shalom b'mroma v'yashom aleinu, I'll call you Shalom b'mroma, 9 times. What's going on here? What are we doing? What are we doing? Someone on the phone did not mute themselves. So if they can mute themselves, I'm hearing a little background noise. I apologize. Okay. It's a person, whatever. So if anybody can mute, it would be helpful. But please unmute yourself when you want to ask a question. Please, I want you to ask questions. Unmute yourself for questions. So, okay. So what's going on here? What are we doing? Why is this happening to us? What is this whole issue of Malach? Now, let's talk. Friday night, Klal Yisrael sings a song. Shalom Aleichem. We're talking to Malachim. What is that? It's not a kiddie program here. That we ask our children with a smile, or we ask our grandchildren with a smile, what does this mean? And we say we're saying hello to the Malachim. Teskel B'Shalom means we're saying goodbye to the Malachim. It's not what's happening. It's real Malachim. The Chassam Sofer would not sing Shalom Aleichem for that reason. He didn't feel himself roy. The great Chassam Sofer, the leader of Klal Yisrael, in the first part of the 1800s, first part of the 19th century, would not say Shalom Aleichem. He wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem. However, there are people who bring down just the opposite. This concept of talking to the malachim before we go into the bathroom, which we do not do. Some people say we do it on Yom Kippur and we do it on Shabbos because we are elevated in those days and we have a right to address the malachim who accompany us. It's a pella. I'm Chappelle. So, back to our discussion. A Jewish woman or a Jewish man has so much Kedusha that we are accompanied by two malachim. We're accompanied by two malachim. It's a Pella. We're accompanied by two malachim. Those two malachim, let's go back 1,000 years. 1,000 years, when a person went into the bathroom, he would tell the malachim who accompanied him, excuse me, I'm sorry, wait for me until I come out. What an unbelievable thought. And at the same time, we can talk to Malachim at the end of every Shemot Esrei. And I have to tell you the truth. I said it, I think, by Ne'ilah, but I definitely said it on Leil Sukkis. It's embarrassing for being in my seventh decade and not knowing about this concept. It's embarrassing. For me personally, I feel embarrassed that there's a concept that you, all of us, are accompanied by Malachim, and therefore we don't have the audacity to say we're talking to the Malachim before we go into the restroom. But on Leil Shabbos, we're talking to the Malachim, we sing Shalom Aleichem. And now we have this incredible statement. And for this, it seems that everybody agrees that we say V'yimru Amen, we're talking to the Malachim, because otherwise the words don't work. Now, some people are of the opinion that although we are not in the Madrega to say to Malachim, and V'yimru Amen is a direct conversation with Malachim, nevertheless, since the text of Yimru Amen was part of Shemoneh Esrei, we don't remove it, even though we don't mean it anymore. Okay, that's what some people say. Others seem to say that we talk to Malachim, and we ask the Malachim to please say Amen. See, here we are. Let's learn to David. The thrust of our Shurim have been on Shemoneh Esrei for the last few years. And at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Yimru Amen. I never told you this because I never knew it. Embarrassed to say. V'yimru Amen means we talk to Malachim. Now, what does that mean? I'm thinking. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Sim Shalom. We plead with Hashem for Shalom. But after we finish Sim Shalom, and we say Yield HaRatzon, and we're about to step back our three steps, before we say Oseh Shalom and take back our three steps, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever we want. We daven, everybody has personal tefillahs. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our spouses, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our parents, for our grandparents, wherever we're holding in life. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for panasa and for gizunt. We mention things individually. We mention personal needs. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all types of shalom. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. We ask him for everything. I have to call you back. I'm in the middle of a shiur. I apologize. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. That's what we do. We ask him for everything. After we finish asking for everything, we say to him then, Oseh Shalom Bimromov. Make Shalom. Why? What does that mean? What does that mean? I saw in a Sefer on Benching by Rabbi Weiss, he brings down that it's a very interesting kasha. Why at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he's talking about benching. Why at the end of benching do we say Oseh Shalom? Now here's a very powerful statement which Rashi brings down in Parshas Bechukosai. Rashi says in the pasuk, "For Nasati Shalom ba'oretz u'shchavta me'machrid, I will place Shalom in your land." Says Rashi, "Shema Toimru." This is the beginning of Bechukosai, where Hashem gives us all types of brachas, rain, food, parnasa. Then it says Shalom. Says Rashi, Shema Toimu Hari Michael, I have food. Hari Mishta, I have drink. Im ein Shalom, ein klum. If I have no Shalom, I have nothing. So it says, Venasati Shalom, I will give you Shalom. Shalom is the greatest of all the brachas. Shalom is the greatest of all the brachas. What does it mean, Rabbi Sam? Tell me, what does it mean? Shalom is the greatest of all the brachas. What does it mean? Shalom is the greatest of all the brachas. Without Shalom, we can't function. Without Shalom, we don't have the ability to function. Our homes don't work. Our schools don't work. Our businesses don't work. Without shalom, it doesn't work. It ain't shalom, ain't klum. I'm wondering now. We're engaged in a mitzvah deraisa, which we're going to talk about over the next few weeks or months, a mitzvah deraisa of benching. Birchas Hamazon is one of only two brachas. Rabbi say it's one of only two brachas that are min haTorah. Every single bracha we say all day, the brachas are only midrabanan. The brachas of Shemoneh Esrei midrabanan, the brachas of Birchas Hashachar midrabanan, the brachas of Birchas Hanenem midrabanan, the brachas of Birchas Hamitzvos midrabanan. There are only two mitzvahs which are deraisa. Only two brachas, excuse me, which are deraisa. Anybody know what they are?
Well, you mentioned Birkas HaMazon.
That's right. What's the other one?
Birkas HaTorah?
Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaMazon are the only two brachas that are deraisa. Only two brachas that are deraisa. So let's first focus for one moment before we come back to Birkas HaMazon. Davening. As you all know, we spoke about this when we start Shemoneh Esrei. We take three steps back, we take three steps forward, and we say to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm at the Kaisel, I'm over the Kaisel, I'm in front of the Kachim, I'm in front of the Shekhinah. Wow. That's davening. I'm standing in front of the Shekhinah. Wow. What a powerful concept. I'm standing in front of the Shekhinah. What an unbelievably powerful concept. I am standing, me, puny, me, myself, I'm standing in front of the Shekhinah. That's incredible. That's powerful. That's powerful. I'm standing in front of the Shekhinah, and at the end of davening, I ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the things that I need, all my personal bakashas, except on Shabbos, except on Yom Tov. Otherwise, I ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu every day, maybe three times a day, for personal bakashas, everything I want. When I finish that, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, please, let's have shalom. I say shalom b'mrayim avu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. It's an unbelievable thing. I want to read to you again from Rabbi Weiss. I don't even remember now who he quotes. It's a scary concept. Let me see if I can find it for you. So, just as in the heavens, listen to these words. This sefer was written about, I think, 10 years ago. Yeah, 2010. Listen to this. Just as in the heavens, there are no wars, no famines, no pandemics, no terrorism. We pray that we too should not experience anti-Semitism, a deadly pandemic, a world war, or any other dangers that can strip us of our serene equilibrium. This book, the Sefer, is called Power Benching. Say the Birchas HaMazon. I just read to you from page 284. We should strive to be secure in our Emunah and Hashem, who is always watching over us. Oseh shalom b'mromov. Hu yaseh shalom aleinu. He should make shalom for us. I'll call you Yisrael v'mromov. Now, I want to give you an example. On the bookshelf of the Chassam Sofer, there were two Svarim. One was the Pnei Yeshua, and one was Urim V'Tumim. And the Chassam Sofer never put those two Svarim near each other on his bookshelves. Why? Because during their lifetime, the Pnei Yeshua and the Urim V'Tumim were in a machloikis. One day, his Talmud, Rav Frischman, who was a Talmud of Chassam Sofer for 10 years, noticed that the Chassam Sofer put these two Svarim next to each other. He said, what happened? He said it was revealed to him, whatever that means. It was revealed to Chassam Sofer that in Yeshiva Shalmaila, in Shamayim, the two authors had made peace. Oseh Shalom Imraimah. Pella. Our job, Rabbi Yisrael, we finished davening Shemoneh Esrei, and we spoke to the Shekhinah, We're standing in front of the Shechina. And then we ask personal bakasha. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Shalom Ben Raimah, V'yasi Shalom Aleinu, V'yal Kol Yisrael, and all Klai Yisrael Shev Shalom. Then in benching, we do the same thing. At the end of benching, there are a group of Arachamans. And each Arachaman is for us, for our own sake. We finish saying the Arachamans, we say, Yisrael Shalom Ben Raimah, V'yasi Shalom Aleinu, V'yal Kol Yisrael. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once again, pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Shalom upstairs, let them be Shalom downstairs. Let them be Shalom downstairs. And as I said this past Shabbos morning in Shul, for those of you who were there, I personally never felt this way before. Again, in my seventh decade, all that I'm living in America, been voting for presidential elections for I don't know how many years, 40 years, I've never been so scared. I don't know who to vote for, what to vote for, what should you do, etc., etc. Who Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. We should have Shalom. It's a serious concept. We should have Shalom. In our homes, in our shuls, in our schools, in our community, and in our country. Of course in Eretz Yisrael, Avada. In our country, here where we're living, there should be Shalom. No Chas V'Shalom, no anarchy. Now look at this. Take benching and take Shemoneh Esrei. Both the same concept. We add this pasuk at the end of both of them. After we made personal bakashas, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Shalom B'Raimah, V'yad Shalom Aleinu, HaKol Yisrael. Because without Shalom, we can't experience any of the things we ask for. As Rashi says in B'chukai, Yisrael Ein Shalom Ein Klum. So ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I just mentioned everything I need in Shemoneh Esrei, and Baruch Aleinu, and Rifayinu, and everything else. And I just mentioned everything I want in benching at the end of benching all the Arachamons. Yisrael Shalom B'Raimah, V'yad Shalom Aleinu. Because without it, without Shalom, I can't experience anything I'm asking for. But now we say the words, V'yimru Amen. V'yimru Amen. We say to the two Malachim who accompanied us during Shemoneh Esrei and during benching, V'yimru Amen. Say Amen. Zakru Shlem Zalman. Zakru Shlem Zalman, before you turn to those two Malachim and ask them to bless your Shemoneh Esrei, to bless our Shemoneh Esrei, to bless our benching, we better make sure that we set a good Shemoneh Esrei and a good benching. We better make sure that we're asking the Malachim to give a bracha to something that's roi to have a bracha. Say Amen. I'm saying to the Malachim, say Amen. Well, it better be something that's worthwhile to ask a Malach to say Amen. It better be worthwhile. I'm asking a Malach to say Amen. It's not a joke. I'm asking a Malach to say Amen. What an achrayus. So I'm wondering, therefore, on Shabbos, the holiest day of the week, the holiest day of the year, the day where we have a chance to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the first night of Sukkot, I said, we come home from Shul. We come home from Shul. The seven Ushpizin are accompanying us. Unbelievable. And then, this year, the first night of Sukkot was Shabbos. Every person is accompanied. And I found that the Sfasema says, every person is accompanied by two malachim of weekday malachim who accompany him, Shabbos malachim. And in the house, what happens is we say Shalom Aleichem to the Shabbos malachim because they just joined us. We say Tzeischem Shalom to the weekday malachim because they're leaving us until Matzoi Shabbos. So if you have a sukkah with 10 people in it, that means you have 40 malachim and 7 Ushpizin. That's how you start the first Suda this year of Sukkot. But that's how we start every Shabbos Suda. We come home, and there are malachim, two malachim. And it's not like the Shiloh by the bathroom, we may not be right to tell the malachim to wait for us. But most people in this world have the meaning to say Shalom Aleichem. What an unbelievable concept. And then what do? We finish davening Ma'ariv, and then we finish benching. And we say, Yisrael Shalom B'Raimah, V'yad Shalom Aleinu. We're asking for Shalom every day of the week, every time we bench, every time we daven Shemoneh Esrei. V'yimru Amen. V'yimru Amen. If we can focus and stay focused on our benching, and stay focused on our davening, and I have to tell you the truth, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm very fired up to learn about benching. I've never given shiur on benching. We've had shiur on davening for many, many years already, Baruch Hashem. My davening, I hope your davening, has been enhanced by discussing and learning and thinking about the words and the concepts. And I hope that the same thing should happen to our benching. We're going to talk about the power of benching and the fact that benching is a deraisa. We're going to have a lot of things to talk about. We should be zeich that at the end of benching, by the time we finish benching, we should be asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oy seh shalom bim raimav. Hu yah seh shalom aleinu. We need shalom to get all the brachas that we said in all the harachamans. We need shalom. Hu yah shalom aleinu. I'll call Yisrael. We need shalom in all the klal Yisrael. Leil Sukkis in Shul, I said the last night Sukkis in Shul, that we should have shalom with the way we deal with Corona. Should also be shalom. Also be shalom. We should have shalom. We should have shalom. Oy say shalom in Rhema, we ask shalom aleinu, I'll call Yisrael. Aleinu is us. I'll call Yisrael. Is everybody call Yisrael? Then the Imru, we can turn to the Malachim and say to the Malachim, whenever we bench, whenever we daven Shemoneh Esrei, v'yimru, please respond to our tefillah and say amen to it. Please respond to our tefillah and say amen. Give our tefillah an extra boost by you, malachim, you two malachim, my personal malachim, each one of our personal malachim. Bench our tefillah. Bench our benching. So that we should be zeicha, that it should be answered, and then it should go to the right place. Okay, everybody, say it's wonderful to start again. I hope that all of you are able to see me. I'm not able to see you. I hope you're able to see me. You're able to hear me. I do wish and wait for the time that we should all be able to be back in a room together. Be back in a room together and interact with each other. And but Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we're starting the winter, and it should be only with Hatzlacha and only with growth. And we should grow again in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this winter, not through Shemoneh Esrei, but this winter through benching, I hope, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. So thank you all for calling in. Thank you all for participating. And once again, we should all be zeicha to Hatzlacha.